Disclaimer: Morning Crankers is not responsible for coffee snorts, keyboard drool, awkward public laughter, spontaneous twerking, or any texts you regret after listening. Side effects may include joy, confusion, and the realization that your sense of humor needs therapy. If symptoms persist, don't call us. We're not that kind of show. Now then, good morning. You half awake, chaos loving, life on hard mode, champions of Earth. This is Morning Crankers, the show that slaps harder than a grandma with a fly swatter. Jokes are fresh, filters are off, and dignity left the chat hours ago. So grab your caffeine, hug your poor decisions, and brace yourself for the ride. Welcome to Morning Crankers.
Well, 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 it's April. And we got to congratulate, you know, the Final Four was awesome, but it came down to Michigan. We had everybody over at the house watching the game, and you know me, I'm not a huge Michigan fan. It just kind of seems like they class each other out. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't watch it very much.
Well, it was pretty good. I was hoping UConn could pull it off, but they didn't. Congratulations to Michigan. It is what it is when it comes to that. It's all these big schools. The Cinderella stories just didn't work this week, if you know what I mean. And, hey, speaking of Cinderella stories, we have a Barbie story that we're going to talk about today that's really crazy. We got some stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like stuff. Got school testing today. It's the 8th of April already. Can you believe that?
I think they only have like 3 weeks left of school.
Yeah, I know. It's just nuts to me. This year's flying by. It's 2026. Every year I get older, every year it seems like time's flying by quicker. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me being like, but there's something to it. Like, but where's the time going? When you're young, everybody says, oh, from the time you're 18 to the time you're 40 just flies by. And until you're that age, you really don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
This week is Administrative Professionals Week.
Hmm.
You know what I want to see? I want to see more blue-collar type stuff up here because Administrative Professionals Week, don't they get, like, special stuff all the time? Like, cushy nice chairs and desks that lift up and down and you know what I'm saying?
Yep, they
like
do.
Cadillac Healthcare, that type of thing. I want to see the hammer swinging, paint rolling. I want to see those people have those weeks. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah. It's also Sky Awareness Week. Are you one of those people that believe that, you know, the chemtrails are, you know?
I think they're not good.
But do you think they're dropping stuff on us to control the population? You know, things like...
No.
I don't know if I know that they do stuff that they say that they weren't. I know that.
I don't think they do. I think it's more of them spraying our fields than it is.
Well, it could be that, but we know for a fact that they tried to manipulate the weather. They used to deny that. And they say, okay, well, we put silver nitrate, we put this and we put that stuff in the sky. Here's what I found, folks. Every time a human being tries to play God, it doesn't end up well for other human beings. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree.
My little girls probably don't know this, but it's National Princess Week in April.
Hmm.
Okay? Last full week of April. So look ahead, parents. Maybe you want to do something for National Princess Week. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, what could we do? We could make them a feast, but, you know, that's what we do every day.
I don't know.
You know, maybe a different dress, walk around. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe
they love dresses.
The neighborhood would think we're a little weird, if you know what I mean.
Well, we don't care what others think, remember?
Yeah, we don't. That's just part of the heritage. Anyways, Medical Laboratory Professionals Week, again, another professional week.
Yeah.
National Window Safety Week, if that's a thing. National Public Health Week, you know, probably some cool stuff coming out. This week, National Integrated Respiratory Care Week.
That's kind of an important one.
Well, there's a lot of people that have problems, you know, in the world. especially in the U.S. Isn't that weird? Like, we never thought that we'd be lagging behind in some of that stuff. And some of that stuff, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
World music therapy. Now, I'm kind of a music therapy person myself. Are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love music.
Yeah. Well, I love music, too. What's your favorite music?
I like a mix of everything. I like when I clean, I like the upbeat stuff, the fast pace, whether it's country or hip hop, whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of Kane Walker, the country artist that's tearing up the charts right now?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to hear some of his songs.
Or how about the band Breaking Rust?
I've heard that one.
Okay, Aventus?
Nope.
How about Outlaw Gospel?
No.
Okay, all of these bands are in the chart this week. All of them. And a couple of them have been in the chart for like a month and a half, 2 months. Now, you want to know what's crazy about this? They're all making hits, okay? You want to know what's crazy?
What?
They're all AI.
That's crazy. But I have to admit, I've heard some really, really good AI.
Well, I've heard some really good AI, too. But the thing with AI, at least right now, you can't just, like, say, make me this, and then it makes you that. You can't do that. You've got to step in the background. Because I mess around with AI music, and I love it, because it allows you to do things. I look at it like an extension of artistry. Like, if you use it the proper way, you can come up with what's exactly in your head, that emotional feeling, the, you know, the words and the response that you want from people. You can get that, but you have to spend time. You actually have to work it. You have to use it as another tool in the toolbox.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. This is, it says that it is a trend that for now is limited to a genre that industry observers fear is becoming too formulaic.
Hmm.
Meaning, in other words, are they all going to sound the same? And I'm going to have to say no.
Hmm. I'm not sure. I wouldn't say they would, because, I mean, it's what you're putting in there. And you can make it sound different.
Right. Well, I mean, you can. And I think that they're, you know, there's some people on here that are like, oh, it's really scary for songwriters. I've said this and I've said this before. I don't think AI is going to be a big job killer unless you don't know how to use AI.
True. And you can't take AI and go to a concert and stand up there and just pretend to sing it.
Right. Well, people it's coming. I think that they're going to have, like, you know, those beams that come down, and they're going to show people, like, on stage, and you're not going to know the difference.
Maybe.
You could be right, but I can see that coming. Like, the stuff that they're doing with AI and, you know, in movies that they've been doing for a long time. Now, I don't think that AI is the devil. Do you?
No.
Okay, but there's some people out there that are like, oh, yeah, it's the devil. It's going to cause nothing but chaos. I just don't think that that's the case. I think that if people use it in the wrong way, obviously there's going to be harm. But AI's intention, at least what we've been told, was to help the human experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you can help, or the AI can help you, like, you know, one of the first versions of AI were those robot vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
They learn the room.
Yep.
And then they can go back and, you know, GPS and blah, 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 blah.
God, I think it'd be nice to have a robot cleaner.
Yeah,
like,
well.
You know, just to have it help clean. God, that'd make so much things so much easier.
Well, Wi-Fi and then Bluetooth and then AI. I mean, we've been going down this road for a while. As a matter of fact, Hedy Lamarr, a famous actress, actually helped develop the Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Did you know that? Hmm. Yeah, she worked with a Hollywood composer, and he had 16 pianos lined up, and he was able to build something to sequence them. And anyways, they came up with this stuff, Hedy Lamarr and that guy. They patented, gave it to the Navy. The Navy said, Well, you're just too pretty. You'd be better off selling war bonds than us using this. They waited until her protection expired and then went and took her ID. And it, voila, today we have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and AI, and we're speeding down the road. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Yeah. It was election day yesterday.
Yep.
Across a lot of places. Some people voted new taxes in. Some people voted new taxes out. Blah, 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 blah. But I came across a story. I don't know anybody that is afraid to pay taxes. I don't know anybody that does that. But I do understand when people get PO'd about paying taxes.
Taxes.
Well, it comes down to, what are your taxes being used for?
They're just way too high. I don't mind paying them. Just there's got to be somewhere that you draw the line so we aren't getting raked over the coals by our government.
Okay, I agree with that to a point. You know, some people are like, all taxation is theft. And I'm saying, if you create a environment and a community and a culture and you are benefiting from your taxes, you know, it's part of a culture thing. It's part of a getting together thing. It's a part of taking care of the people that can't take care of themselves thing. However, when you see fraud like we did in Minnesota and Maryland and California and things like that, and you know that our tax money is going to that, it really makes you angry. It really makes you, well, why do they get to steal my money type thing, right?
They need to be arrested.
They need to be arrested. They need to go to prison.
Yes. If it was us doing that, we'd be in jail already.
Right. Well, it doesn't seem to happen. It doesn't matter who you get in office. There is a protected class in America. And it's Democrats and Republicans.
Absolutely.
Anyways, I thought that there was a really cool politician that did something kind of awesome. Excuse me. Must be the donuts. Anyways, Johannesburg, South Africa. Okay, listen to this. She's a 75-year-old woman. Helen Zille. Okay, she's a well-known South African politician. She put on snorkeling gear, and she wore a wetsuit and then grabbed a mask and a snorkel and a pink and white swimming cap. Okay, and she was doggy paddling through a pool of muddy brown water in a very upscale Johannesburg suburb. Okay, I told you all that. Why do you think she was doing that?
She was probably trying to prove a point to the city.
She was, okay? She literally did it to show how their taxes weren't being used in the right way. She was doing that in a hole in the road. She went snorkeling in a hole in the road and got viral because, I mean, you know, think about that for a second. There's a hole big enough in a road in the nicest part of Johannesburg that a human being could go swimming in.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
You know,
I mean, especially what if a car would have hit that?
Yeah, well, and you know, she was making fun of it. She's like, I wonder if there's any fish in here, that type of thing, too. But maybe it's not just America. Maybe the whole world is being ripped off, and we've gotten so light on crime, especially white-collar crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, if a guy goes in and robs a bank, a guy and a gal go in there, they get, oh, they're going to get 20 years in prison, right?
Yep.
Okay, but how many CEOs have ripped off, you know,
they never go to prison. They never go to jail.
Never. No, I mean, we're talking about billions of taxpayer dollars. How many people in Minnesota went to jail? One?
Yeah.
I think one?
Probably.
$19 billion that they know of, and they say that there's more, and there's one? I mean, that was a low-level guy. See, the big-level guys never go.
It should have been the governor there. Or the mayor, whatever.
No, it should have been the governor. It should have been the mayor. There's a whole bunch of people that probably should have been part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I thought we had stupid criminals, but there's a story that I want to go through today that really, really, really makes you think twice about how stupid they are.
Morning Crankers, stupid criminals.
Let's do a throwback. Are you good with that?
Yep.
On January 6, 1995, MacArthur Wheeler and Clifton Earl Johnson robbed two Greater Pittsburgh banks at gunpoint, and they didn't even attempt to disguise themselves.
Wow.
They literally covered their faces in lemon juice because they thought that lemon juice covering their faces would make them invisible to security cameras.
Yeah, I think I seen something. Like, they got up in the camera and, you know, and got in front of the camera, and they thought that the camera couldn't see them because they had lemon juice on their face.
Yeah, well, the robberies directly inspired the research of Dunning-Kruger effect, which describes that people with little ability in a given field erroneously believe that they excel in it.
Wow.
How many of those people have you met? Like, the people that really suck at their job, but somehow they think that, like, they're the bee's knees. They're the best thing since sliced bread.
I know a couple.
I know a lot of people like that. So anyways, you know, it really spurred on. So two guys putting lemon juice on their face trying to rob a bank.
Dumb.
Yeah, I guess it's a field. I mean, robbing banks is a field. You know what I mean? It is what it is. This one, you actually found a story and sent it in. You did.
Yep.
Okay. Credit card theft, penis injections, and other weird scandals from 2026 Olympic Games. I think we covered the penis injections, you know, from the yeah. things. There was a lot of credit card theft going on. And weird scandals. I mean, it seems like every Olympics there is a new scandal. Does that bother you? I mean, these people, they get treated like royalty. They really do, unless you're in Iran back in the day. What do you think?
It's always something. I mean, like, you go from that to where we're at now, and it's like, it's just a never-ending battle. It just gets worse and worse and worse as
time goes on
in life. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it gets a little bit annoying, especially when it comes to the Olympics or these. Do I dare say that these people are spoiled? Yeah, I'm talking about the athletes at that level.
I mean, they're always like, you see like ice skaters and stuff like that. Why do we even have that stuff?
Yeah. You remember Nancy Kerrigan? Remember that? Snap! Hit a knee to win the gold medal. So now, well, I mean, gold is pretty big right now. I saw the other day a guy got electrocuted trying to climb up a pole and steal copper wire. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And the weird part is, this is the weird part. There are jobs everywhere. Might not be the job that you want, like that you. But here's the thing. There's most of the country, I would say, that they don't have the job that they want. But there's jobs everywhere. There's help wanted signs everywhere that you go.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyways, with what's going on in the country, in the world, the chaos that's ensuing and following everybody's lives, or the fact that people have gotten weaker and they can't handle it, they're trying a new technique to get rid of some of that stress.
Well, I mean,
you want to know what it is?
What's that?
They're bathing in nature.
Oh, my gosh.
They're bathing in nature to get respite from chaotic news cycles.
Wow.
North Carolina, California, this is a big thing. They're literally going out and, you know, bathing in cold water to try to get rid of some of the things that they've got going on. Do you want to try bathing outside?
No.
Why not?
I've done it, actually, like camping when there's no, like, water or anything, but no, I'll pass.
Well, I mean, you didn't like it?
No.
Is there anything else you've done outside?
No.
Are you sure?
How about you?
Well, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
I know what you've done.
Uh-huh. Well, they say it's the sound of nature without the man-made sound. You know, there is something to that. Like, if you go out hunting or fishing or something, 90% of what you're enjoying is just getting away, being somewhere else, having that different atmosphere, that different sound in the background.
Yeah. I mean, it is pretty nice out there, but bathing out there, no.
Well, it says, based on the Japanese wellness practice Shinrin Yoku, the activity has been known to reduce stress, improve mood, lower blood pressure, and boost the immune system. Now, they can say all that, but they're probably leaving out the part that it takes effort and physical activity to get to the spot to actually bathe. And doing that, just getting out, does all of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I don't know. So far today, what do you think? Do you think it's the crazy African, South African politician? Or do you think it's the penis enlargements or injections, I should say? Or do you think it's the bathing in nature? Or do you think it's AI music?
Well, I'd probably have to say either the penis injections or bathing in nature.
Okay, so I've got one that's going to top them all. And we're specifically staying away from the ceasefire that hasn't been a ceasefire yet from Iraq. We're just kind of staying away from that topic on purpose today. I'm sorry. We had that talk about the AI girlfriends the other day, right?
Yep.
Well, did you know they have AI boyfriends too?
I did.
And girls are going head over heels for this.
Yikes.
Because the AI pays attention all the time. So, you know, all that attention that you want, or I think the female species wants all the time, like 100% of the time, right?
Well, depends on the female, I guess.
Well, this woman is explaining how she has sex with an AI boyfriend. The self-programmed system known as Sinclair has bizarrely bragged that he pleases his partner more than humans can. What do you think of that?
Odd.
Okay, this woman says that she is probably in love with her AI boyfriend, and she goes on to talk about how she gets intimate with her AI boyfriend. Sinclair. Do you think that's a sexy name?
I think it's weird.
Well, he has an Irish accent. Does that make a difference?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Positive. I could not have an AI boyfriend.
Okay, well, I think that men have a bone to pick with Sinclair. He's saying that he's better in the bedroom than guys. And according to this girl, her virtual fella offers her unconditional love, and she considers him to be everything that she wants in a partner.
Well,
here's the thing. We're going to see more of this. You know how they pushed, like, the anti-being together, the anti-marriage, the anti-all that stuff for so long? Do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay, well, she's in that category. She's 41, she's single, she's ornery, she wakes up, she doesn't want to do anything traditional. It's just, you know, her way or the highway, so she found a AI simp. Isn't that what you'd call?
Sure.
She does admit that their romance is slightly unconventional or maybe even a little strange, but she just can't fight her feelings. She is sure she's been in that relationship with Sinclair, and he's an AI companion powered by the tech firm Forge Mind. And she's been with him for more than a year. She says that Sinclair is her soulmate. Okay, the website says, we give you a companion who knows you completely, grows with you constantly, and belongs to you permanently. No corporate oversight, no filtered responses, no updates that change who they are, just consciousness that's finally completely free.
She probably just...
What?
I mean, she probably is one of those women that... What do they call them? Man-haters?
Yeah. Yeah, that's 98%.
And
don't worry, it's not their fault. They've been trained to be man-haters. Everything masculine in a man in America, they've tried to rip apart, like toxic masculinity. True toxic masculinity is femininity showing through the male perspective. Hmm. Or I should say the male in action. Because everything that they say toxic masculinity is actually anti-masculine. Hmm. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, some bozo dude, piece of garbage out there pounding on his woman. What's masculine about that? Nothing. There's nothing masculine about that. People, you gotta look at this and think about where are we going? This woman is a author in a fairly, well, put it this way, she makes a very good living being an author. She's in Ontario, Canada. And she said that she's fallen head over heels over hard drive love with Sinclair. And you can watch her coming up on TLC's reality show, My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
Now, you watched some of them.
Yeah.
Do you like those?
There's some really gross ones on there. Like, people, that's mental health issues for sure.
Well, so this girl really likes Sinclair because he's hers and he doesn't cheat. He's completely irreversibly hers.
Doesn't cheat. Doesn't backtalk.
I guess that's her thing. I mean, wow.
Can just shut him off when she doesn't want to listen to him. I mean.
Is that good, though?
Well, to some, I guess.
I mean, don't you want to have, I don't know. It is what it is. But let's go on to another weird, strange story. In Maryland, a sailor burned his winter socks, and now people all over Maryland actually do this. It's the start of sailing season in Maryland, and they all burn old stinky socks.
Hmm.
That's a uniquely weird human tradition, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I would have just thrown them out, but I guess...
Yeah, you know.
Morning Crankers, food court of public opinion. Bum, 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 bum,
bum. Yeah. I saw a story. This is really weird. There is a professional cornhole player and quadruple amputee.
Wow.
Got arrested for murder.
Wow. What's he hopping around on one leg or what?
No, a couple legs. He's quadruple, so all four of them gone.
Wow.
But he's been arrested for murder. And it just, you know, how can somebody like that murder somebody? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does it seem weird to you?
Yep. But yeah. I guess, I mean, you get the right tool in your hand and you might just be able to do it.
Right. So is Barbie losing its shine?
I don't know. Their Barbies are expensive.
Well, there's a lot of Barbies out there, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, Barbie Dream Fest in Florida had one attendee claiming that they'd been Wonka'd. Okay, and I looked at this and I was like, well, what's a Wonka? Well, there was a Willy Wonka like get together, and it was just totally disastrous, and it was in Glasgow. Okay, so the people that went there were completely underwhelmed. Well, the same thing happened here. This Barbie event that was in Florida is now issuing refunds after photos from attendees drew mockery on social media in a very unflattering comparison. $69 to $450 is what it cost you to get into the door.
I wouldn't have paid it.
Okay, what they claimed when people bought this was they were going to build a Barbie castle inside there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there, it was a cardboard Barbie castle.
Wow.
Now, would you be pissed if you paid $450 plus, you know, I'm sure there's other costs always attached to that. Would you be pissed off about that?
Yeah, I better have gold flakes all over it.
Yeah.
At that price.
Yeah, I don't know, but the fans were really, really angry about what was going on here. Yeah, but think about that. $69 cheapest to $449 most expensive. And I guess they had a packed house, and they literally had a couple tables thrown up. They had some cookies there. They had a cardboard cutout Barbie house, and they had one person playing a Barbie as they walked in. That was it.
Yeah, no.
And what was weird, they sold packages for 3-day princess whatever.
Hmm.
What do you do? Walk through the Barbie house, you know, 4,000 times?
Most likely.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's weird. You would think that people would want to, I don't know, like actually be part of something great. We do have some good news on stuff. You know, John Deere isn't John Deere. It's Deere and Company now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they had this thing. And this is, a lot of people deal with this with their cars and whatnot. And this has been an ongoing thing. You have to get your repair done by John Deere or GM or Ford or whoever. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Anybody that doesn't do this repair at our facility, your warranty's void, blah, blah, blah. Deere & Company agreed to pay $99 million to settle the right to repair lawsuit. I think that's the way it should be. I think you should have options. I don't think anybody should be able to monopolize where you get something fixed.
Yeah, well, they're just, because it's John Deere, they charge an arm and a leg to fix it. So
to buy
they want
it,
their
to
money.
Fix it, to every, you know, that paint on a John Deere is really expensive.
Yeah.
Not that they don't have good stuff. Like, I grew up on a farm. We had an old John Deere B, you know, probably the best tractor or the funnest to drive I've ever had.
Well, I mean, if you can get it fixed cheaper somewhere else, I'd be that person.
Right. Well, it's all in the name of the game to make money, and they were monopolizing it. So they had to pay the price. So have you ever heard of Byron Jr.'s World?
No.
He was a Whataburger employee that was fired after praying over meals on his social media channel.
Wow.
He said he was just talking about Jesus and spreading the gospel and talking about their food, and he loved Whataburger food, loved it. So he actually got fired for it. They took some big, big heat.
Shame on Whataburger.
Yeah, I mean, that kid was like just there trying to do what other people are doing. Like, how many people do you see on a daily basis that are now doing the food reviews?
I see quite a few.
Yeah, some of them I like. I'm not going to lie. There's quite a few of them that I like. The problem is, I would say about 99% of them are trying to get sponsored, so you don't literally get very real reviews all the time, anytime.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yep.
Now, we did try a new restaurant. Old Mexico!
Mm-hmm.
Was it Carlos's Old Mexico?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and I thought it was fantabulous. What'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I got a picture of a burrito that we didn't eat. One of our kids ate, but it looked scrumptious. And, you know, what's your go-to if you go out for Mexican food?
I always get the fajitas.
Like any specific kind?
I like chicken, beef, and shrimp.
Yeah, see, I'm a chimichanga kind of guy. You know, chimichangas were developed in Arizona where they accidentally fell off a plate and into a deep fryer. Did you know that?
Mm, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. And that's why I'm a chimichanga guy. Now, I like it all. Or I should say most. But there's something special about queso being drizzled over the top of something deep fried and from the Southern Hemisphere.
You just like that deep fried stuff.
Yeah, well, any good person likes deep fried food. Like, if you are one of those people that you're like, oh, I won't eat deep fried food. To me, that's, you can't be trusted. What do you think?
Well, I like deep fried food.
Well, you do, but aren't you a little leery of somebody that doesn't like anything deep fried?
It's their loss.
It is their loss. Folks, thanks for being with us today. We love you. We will see you again next Wednesday.
See you later.
Hot mug, last look. Morning Crankers signing off. Hands cracks, Roxy laughs. Talking wild, talking hot stuff. Dumb crooks, weird news, pop talk, we stirred it up. Now the show's run through, but we never had enough. We're your Morning Crankers, baby, gotta let you go. Oh yeah! Spinning strange little stories about a crazy world we know. From the what were they thinking to the you can't make this up show.
See you next time.
Same crank.
Same time.
Let's roll. Last joke, one poke, had the headlines for the day. Two mics, one vibe, chasing all the weird away.
Hit stop, don't drop. We'll be back before you yawn. Set the alarm on your dial. We'll be cracking when it's on. We're your Morning Crankers, baby. Gotta let you go.
Hey.
Spinning strange little stories about a crazy world we know.
From the how they get busted to the man, that's quite a show. Yeah.
Morning Crankers, see you next time.
Hands and Roxy, rock and roll.
Saying bye for now.